Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Your love lifting me higher.
So Jackie Wilson bringing us back. Thanks for hanging out with me. 7 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. And having a great visit with our good friend Jorian Clark. Jorian is the founder of Spectracom.com, also KidsCom.com, which is what we've been talking about the most recently with her. Jory, one of the things that is really important, and I know you're helping your young people with this, are understanding some of the characteristics of what it takes to be a successful entrepreneur.
Yes, yes.
It takes having a work ethic. It takes having some kind of a relationship with failure.
Yeah.
I think that's an important thing to teach kids is to have a relationship with failure. Because you know what Edison said? Edison said failure is successfully identifying what doesn't work.
Yes.
It also is about leadership. It's about finding wisdom, maybe from others first. And it's also about courage, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. You know, we talked before about some of the tasks or the channels that kids can take, you know, farmer, designer, retailer. But really what's key for us is developing those core values.
Yeah.
Sometimes people refer to them as character education.
Trust and ethics.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Absolutely. And we took that gameplay that kids do online with virtual pets.
Uh-huh.
And we turned our virtual pets into character education qualities.
Good for you.
So you can adopt and care for patience and persistence and confidence and hope, just a range of qualities that we're building all the time. And that's one of the things that we wanted to get your audience involved in, because we know that you've got great people out there listening who understand what the qualities are that you need.
So what do you want my folks to do?
Well, what I'd love to do is I'd love to have them get involved with us in designing this year's 2011 set of qualities that we want to teach kids about. And so if they will email, you and I can work together, they will email me at jori.clarke@kidscom.com. And Jim, we'll put that email address up on your site.
Right. Jory.clark@kidscom.com. Go ahead.
Right, right. And then if they will send us the qualities that they think are most important for kids, then Jim, you on your site and
we'll make that our next poll question on the homepage.
Yes, yes, yes. And then we'll vote for the qualities that they think are most important.
Right.
And then that's what we'll develop.
So what would you let's give them some you know, we talked about leadership, we talked about courage, we talked about trust, about ethics, about a work ethic. Talk to us about what do you think they should be? What do you think are the parameters of this
you know,
exercise?
What I would say is think about the things that you think that you know that people always tell you have or you represent for them.
Right.
That could be anything like commitment or fairness, humility, sincerity,
right.
Timing.
The things that you admire the most in others when they do business with you.
Yes.
And the things that you'd like to think that you, if somebody were to comment about you, that they would say about you, is that sort of?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And it could be narrative, right? I mean, we're not talking about necessarily a list, if they wanted to write a narrative about it.
Yes, absolutely. And this week I will gather all the ones that come in. And then, Jim, I'll give you a call, and we will put those up on your site, and we'll put them up on our site.
Well,
for
we'll write about it too. I'll do an article about it because we'll do next weekend. We'll change our poll question to include this kind of some of these characteristics, and as we head off into the new year, that's a good idea. So let's just keep comparing notes on that.
Yeah.
So and these are things. This is a way of. Because I fear, Jory, that as children continue to work virtually, that some of these kinds of characteristics might be undervalued.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Yes. Well, you know, I think that the challenge or the downside of the internet is the anonymity.
Yeah.
You know, it's also the positive side of things.
Right.
You can ask questions and not feel stupid because someone doesn't know who you
right.
are. But the downside is unless we teach our kids to use that power carefully, it also allows them to cyberbully,
mm-hmm.
or it teaches them that you can lie about something.
Right.
And those, of course, are the very qualities or,
right.
or skills that will
yeah.
make problems
honesty,
for all of us.
Honesty
yeah.
is clearly
yeah.
one
yeah.
of those big ones. Jori, that's kidscom.com, folks, and that's Jori, J-O-R-I, dot Clark, with an E, at kidscom.com if you're emailing Jori. And you know how to get me, folks, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hey, Jori, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
That sounds terrific. Thanks, Jim.
Jori Clark, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Jori joined us. Quick break. No, actually, I'm gone for the day. I'll see you tomorrow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.